Time for noon market news with senior market analyst Brian Hoops from the BillionAuto.com studios.
This is Brian Hoops from Midwest Market Solutions with your Ag Network's noon market news update on Tuesday, April the 23rd. Crop progress conditions report out yesterday. Corn planting 10% complete. That's in line with last year and above the average. Soybean planting 8% complete, also in line with last year and above the average. The big news was winter wheat conditions declined overall. 50% of the crop now rated good to excellent. That's down 5% on the week and more than the trade expected. It's still well above last year's crop of 26%, but there's significant declines in Kansas and Oklahoma. In fact, soft red wheat gradings improved another 1%. They're now the highest in the last 25 years. Spring wheat plantings, 15% complete. That's above last year and the normal pace. That was above expectations, as trade had believed there wasn't much spring wheat planting done. Oats, 51% planted. That's ahead of the normal pace. Cattle facts show list this week, 3,500 head smaller for a total of 245,000 head. Midday box beef is 369 higher choice and 74 cents higher in the select on 71 loads. Pork cutouts, 339 lower at midday. There's gaps on the charts left after yesterday, and June cattle have fallen to fill that gap. Trade believes we will see higher cash trade this week due to the smaller show list. Our number, 417-501-5132. This has been Brian Hoops.
So I've been known to embellish stories a little, but I'm not BSing a bit about the massive inventory of quality Western wear at the Weber Ranch family-owned Young's Western Wear and DiscountWesternWear.com. This ain't no El Cheapo truck stop concrete cowboy shop. They are rancher tested and rodeo ready. Over 500 straw hats and 4,000 pairs of boots to boot. Can't make the trip to beautiful Valentine, Nebraska? It's all good. Hit DiscountWesternWear.com.
Free shipping on orders of over $99 at WorldFamousDiscountWesternWear.com.